let's do this, shall we? Welcome to hour number two here on a Tuesday, the Steve Gerber Show. God bless America. I'm so glad to have you here on Tuesday, November the 26th, 2019. We've got three big things you need to know right now. Number three, Bernie Sanders is out on the trail discussing Medicare for All, and he's redefining what rich means. What does rich mean to you? Well, it means something different to Bernie, I can assure you of that. Number two, vulnerable members of Congress like freshman Alyssa Slotkin are back in their districts hearing a lot of bad news about the impeachment because polling not going well, which leads me to number one, and that is a Democrat in Michigan not in a swing district, in a very safe Democratic district, has said, enough. I'm not going to pursue impeachment any further. Brenda Lawrence, good friend of this program, been here many times. She says that she wants the president censured, but she can see no reason to go forward. She said that on a program called No BS Radio. I would play you the clip, but there seems to be some questionable language. Anyhow, it doesn't matter. The point is this. Lawrence said this: I will tell you, sitting here knowing how divided this country is, I don't see the value of taking him out of office. But I do see the value of putting down a marker saying his behavior is not acceptable. It's in the violation of the oath of office of a president of the United States. And we have to be clear that you cannot use your power of the presidency to withhold funds to get a foreign country to investigate an American citizen for your own political gain. There's no way around that, said Brenda Lawrence, who represents Michigan's 14th congressional district. It's important because it's a very safe Democrat district. It's not one of these 33 or so swing districts won by President Trump in 2016 and then won by Democrats in 2018 in the midterms. So for other members of Congress, Haley Stevens, Max Rose, Alyssa Slotkin, the list goes on, they are under tremendous pressure at this moment, at this very moment, to make a decision. Alyssa Slotkin was on this program just yesterday, and she said she could not make a decision yet on impeachment. In fact, I think we have this bit of sound from Alyssa Slotkin. I want to get to that. It is bite number five. We have that, right, New York? Bite five. Let's go with Alyssa Slotkin. Bite five about impeachment just yesterday on this program. Go.
Hey, everyone. I am driving through rural Ingham County. Left Weberville. We're on our way to Stockbridge. Earlier this morning, we're actually in Livingston County in Fowlerville, and we're doing a tour of rural communities in the 8th District and talking to local officials.
Okay, so that is Alyssa Slotkin driving around in her district, and we'll get back to that because she was talking about the most important thing is broadband. I can assure you it's not. The most important thing is impeachment. Now, what did you say, New York? All right, so we don't have the, at any rate, Alyssa Slotkin yesterday said that she was not ready to impeach. Brenda Lawrence is, and this is a huge deal. I cannot put a big enough emphasis on Brenda Lawrence being in a safe Democratic congressional district saying, I am not interested. I want him censured, she said. I want it on the record that the House of Representatives did their job and they told this president and any president coming behind him that it is unacceptable. And under our Constitution, we will not allow it. I am a Democrat, but I am an independent United States of America citizen, said Brenda Lawrence. Wait for the dam to break now. Wait for the dam to break. This just tells you that Adam Schiff did not do his job. I can tell you this is a shock. This morning to Speaker Pelosi, this is a shock to Adam Schiff. We heard Schiff starting to waver a bit over the weekend as to whether or not they had the votes to get this done. And I've been telling you for a while now, the question was no longer whether or not Republicans would peel off and join the impeachment effort. The question has become, and very much it is today, whether or not the Democrats even have enough. Whether or not the Democrats even had enough votes to get to impeachment. They need 218 votes. And I had believed until this very moment that the hottest ticket in D.C. was going to be for those freshman members of Congress in those tightly contested races to be able to say no to impeachment, to protect any future they might have in politics. Now the dam's going to break because this is the only chance they have. Look at 2019. Nothing has gotten done. Nothing has gotten done under the tutelage of the Democrats in 2019 to speak of. All the promises made have been time wasted. all on impeachment all the time. Adam Schiff, Nancy Pelosi, Gerald Nadler, all the rest. All of these clowns wasting your time, and Americans are now getting it. They're not impressed with what they've seen. And I tip my hat to Brenda Lawrence for being, because I've said this for a while. Give me one honest Democrat to say, you know what? It's not here. We have found that one honest Democrat, Brenda Lawrence. There'll be more to follow, and they will follow soon. You watch. Because Brenda Lawrence is an outspoken supporter of Kamala Harris. She's not some conservative Democrat. She's a liberal Democrat, represents parts of Detroit in her district. It's safely Democratic. And it just indicates how cold feet are starting to spread throughout the Democratic caucus. But again, I tip my hat to Brenda Lawrence. The House has 435 members. There are a couple missing at the moment. They have 431 currently, which means Democrats need 217 votes to impeach Trump, 233 Democrats, so they can lose only 16. There's one. Nancy Pelosi can afford 15 more defections before it doesn't happen at all. And if it doesn't happen at all, what is worse? What is worse? Persisting on this impeachment narrative? Is that worse? Or is it worse to be completely embarrassed and not even get the votes? Because it had been a foregone conclusion. It had been a foregone conclusion that this would happen. That the impeachment would happen and the Senate would not vote to remove. That's been I believe that up until a few days ago. Well, the seas have changed. And don't forget, it's about to get a lot rougher. Because on the 9th of December, Michael Horowitz delivers installment number 3 of his independent counsel, of his Inspector General report. That's coming December 9th, part 3 from Michael Horowitz. And we've already learned that an FBI lawyer altered and changed and fabricated documents in order to get the FISA warrant against Carter Page. That has already come out. And if an FBI lawyer was willing to fabricate, change, alter documents in order to get a warrant to investigate Carter Page, that person, a mid-level, low-level lawyer at the FBI, was not at the top of the chain of command. That person was doing what they were expected to do by somebody else. There's a chain of command here. Of course, at the top of the chain of command then was James Comey. It's going to be damned startling for the citizens of this country to find out what they have been told by Donald Trump and the conspiracy theorists on the right, as they have been labeled, that this was a set play, that there was an insurance policy, that all of these things were put into action by members of their government and the bureaucracy. Americans are going to be shocked to their core. To see, you know what? It's all true. And how frightening is that? Anyhow, tip my hat to Brenda Lawrence. That's the big news today. The first Democrat to say, I'm out on impeachment. Censure is fine. I'm done with impeachment. It's 14 after on a Tuesday. I'm Steve Gruber. This is The Steve Gruber Show.
Protecting Michigan's waters is critically important, and so is providing the energy that fuels Michigan's quality of life. A tunnel for Line 5 is the right solution. This underground concrete tunnel housing Line 5, deep under the Straits of Mackinac, means multiple layers of protection and virtually no chance of a leak into the Great Lakes. It also eliminates the possibility of an anchor strike, and it means no interruption to the energy that Michigan needs. Learn more at Enbridge.com/Line 5 Tunnel.
I remember the moment.
I'll never forget that moment.
As long as I live.
A storage tank ruptured, and for miles, chemicals were pushing up against the riverbanks.
This was a big, big deal, and it was going to have serious impact on communities up and down the river.
I remember the moment this local guy came up to me and said, they call the guard out for this stuff?
You probably thought we were all about hurricanes, tornadoes, fighting Mother Nature.
Hey, it's a chemical spill. It's a disaster.
It affects the water supply, threatens wildlife.
We're talking about the health of entire communities and people's livelihoods.
You bet we're ready for these kinds of things.
We were out there with booms to prevent prevent the spill from expanding.
We're responsible for protecting and monitoring the sensitive wetlands.
I also remember the moment that same guy came up to me and said, I don't know what we would have done if they hadn't called the guard up.
Learn more about how you can protect your friends, families, neighbors, and the environment. Everything that makes up your community. Go to NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by Michigan National Guard. Aired by the Michigan Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Hey, hon. What you doing with your phone? Taking pictures?
No. I'm asking you questions.
Like what?
Hey, Bobo. Do flowers have best friends?
I'm sorry. I'm afraid I don't know that.
Hey, follow me. I want to show you something. Look. Flowers do have best friends.
Whoa.
Some answers can only be found in nature. Discover the unsearchable. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a trail near you. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.